Mandy Made Podcast. I'm your host, Mandy. As I share, I pray you will be able to connect with others, obtain new tools and resources, as well as resonate with the stories shared by others as you listen. Let's get started. Tonight, I will share about the different co-parenting dynamics between me and my husband. I feel like I have a more open perspective because I was a biological mom first and a stepmom second. I married my husband in 2017, and we do life blended with four kiddos. Mine, his, and two ours. If you don't understand that or don't know the blended life lingo, I'll break it down for you. We have four kids. Mine, a daughter from a previous marriage. We have his, a son from a previous relationship. And we have two babies that are ours and we don't have to share. When I was little, I didn't grow up thinking that I would have a blended family. In fact, my parents were divorced and my dad was in a relationship and my mom remarried. So I experienced a blended life. So growing up, thinking about a fairy tale wedding and living happily ever after did not include a blended life. But this is what God called me to do, called us to do, and we're here for it. I'd want to talk a little bit about the differences in the co-parenting dynamics between my relationship with my ex-husband and the co-parenting team that sets up my daughter for success compared to the co-parenting relationship that my husband has with his son's mom. For example, my ex-husband and I are on texting terms. I can pick up the phone and call him, and my daughter can FaceTime them whenever she wants. For my husband, all communication happens through a court-ordered website, unless it's a medical emergency. The parenting time schedule for my daughter, we're pretty flexible with it, especially with holidays. We always try to take a step back and look at the best schedule that would set up our daughter for success. We always consider the amount of time that she would have with her siblings, as well as travel time back and forth, and try to limit the exchange times. For my husband, they follow their court order to a T, and there is no flexibility. Sometimes this means 4 or 5 exchanges, 4 or 5 days in a row during the holidays. At my daughter's extracurricular activities, I can sit with my ex-husband and his family. His girlfriend sometimes chases my toddler around. His mom sometimes holds our new baby. For my stepson, I can think of 3 times I've had conversations with his mom, and I can think of 0 times where she's approached me to have any conversation. For my daughter's birthday parties, we have one party. We invite everybody. And we try to have everyone contribute in some way. For my stepson, his mom celebrates and has a party during her time, and we celebrate and have a party during our time. For my daughter, I'm sending pictures back and forth. If she's sick, I'm asking how she's doing. If they have something fun planned, they send me updates. For my husband, he tried having that kind of relationship. He would send pictures, he would send updates, and somehow it wasn't good enough or it was used against us. My ex-husband and I are currently going through litigation process. And we're still able to text back and forth, be in the same room, exchange pictures, make decisions in the best interest of our daughter. But my husband, he is in the litigation process as well. And the dynamic is different because of the requests being made through the court process. Every co-parenting relationship is different. And it can be so hard to find resources and tools and friends who understand and who can also cheer you on. My co-parenting relationship hasn't always been easy. I worked really hard to lay down the foundation to set us up for success. We learned a lot of things the hard way. And at the end of the day, I had to take a long, hard look in the mirror and figure out how I could be better. I decided it wasn't about me and what I wanted. It's about what my daughter wants, what is best for her, and how I need to set her up for success. I began working on my heart. I had a lot of healing to do. I had a lot of work to do. I brought hurts into my previous marriage, and I had hurts going through the divorce process. Working on myself, that was the only thing that I can control. That was the only thing that I could truly make an impact with. I started healing. I started forgiving. I started setting expectations and boundaries. I started asking questions. And all of that helped me to lay a foundation to have a healthy co-parenting relationship with my ex-husband to set our daughter up for success. Does it mean I'm perfect? Absolutely not. I am still learning, and I'll continue learning every single day, even when my daughter is an adult. I really believe healthy co-parenting started with me and making changes on how I could be better and how I could have a more open perspective with how I could put myself in my daughter's shoes and view what she needs and wants to set her up for success. It's not always easy. There are some days where I'm like, gosh, why is this so hard? And that's okay. I am not perfect by any means, but by working on myself, I think that made the drastic difference. So when I met my husband and found out he shared his son 50-50, I really assumed his co-parenting relationship was similar to mine. Since he never spoke poorly of his son's mom. I really admired that. I immediately pictured barbecues with all of our families and matching t-shirts at football games and coffee dates and Target errands. And wow, was I naive. I quickly learned that no co-parenting relationship is the same. And it made me realize how thankful I am for the co-parenting relationship that I have with my ex-husband. I think it really sets up my daughter for success, and I'm thankful that it had a strong foundation because it was so easy to bring my husband into that relationship and start growing our team. I don't know if it was on the first date with my husband or one of our late night phone calls, but I mentioned my ex-husband and I have this co-parenting rule. I call it a rule because I, for lack of a better term, but something we had decided early on was when one parent was ready to introduce our daughter to a significant other, the other parent got to meet that person. And it was up for us to decide when that would be. We decided that this would be a great co-parenting rule because we had been married and at one point we were really good friends and we shared our deepest, darkest secrets with each other. That person could also, you know, see red flags that the other person might not be able to see. They could give different insight and ask different questions and give feedback in a way, you know, the other parent might not see because, I don't know, it's easy to get caught up and infatuated with somebody without really looking at the person and seeing red flags. This rule isn't going to work for everybody. Our marriage did not experience any abuse. There wasn't, you know, this huge manipulated falling out when it came to our divorce. And we reached a point where we wanted to see the other person happy. At the end of the day, we share a child together and we want her to grow up and be successful. We want her to be able to build and maintain healthy relationships. And having this co-parenting rule basically said, your input is valued. I want you to trust the people I bring into our daughter's life that are going to have a major impact on how she grows up and views and sees the world. Because of this co-parenting role, at some point I brought up to my husband, hey, would you be willing to meet my ex-husband? I'm sure at the time I asked, he was like, yeah, sure, you know, like in like 5 years. But little did he know, I was like, no, actually, are you willing to meet him today to have the stamp of approval? He said yes. And I pretty much immediately texted my ex-husband and said, hey, I have someone that I want you to meet. I think this made me fall in love with my husband because he did. He went and met my ex-husband. They watched some football together, had a conversation. Since I was out of town, I was just waiting by my phone, waiting to hear from my future husband or my ex-husband to see how it went. I think it was the longest 2 hours of my life. They totally hit it off on the bro date. Maybe the details of that is for a different episode, but not only did this meeting and this co-parenting role protect my future marriage, but it also protected my co-parenting relationship too. You know, people think that our co-parenting relationship is strange. Why are we on texting terms? How are we able to attend my daughter's t-ball games together? How are we able to throw birthday parties together? How are we able to invite him over for pool parties? How are my other kids able to hang out in his backyard when we do exchanges? I think it all just leads down to grace. Before I married my ex-husband, I was really hurting, but I didn't know that. So then I brought all of that baggage into my marriage. So of course, through our divorce, I was still hurting. And after that, I still had to heal because I was still carrying all of that baggage. So through that healing process, I needed to give myself a lot of grace. And then as we jumped through the hoops and laid down the foundation and figured things out trial by error, I also had to give a lot of grace. We had no idea what we were doing. I still don't really know what we're doing. I still make a lot of mistakes. I vividly remember an instance when I was 9 months pregnant about a uniform. So yes, we all make mistakes, but it all requires a huge amount of grace. People think our co-parenting relationship is strange. And is it? I mean, maybe, but it works for us. It works for our daughter. She's happy. She sees all of us together and it's normal to her. Is it where I want it to be? No. Is there room for improvement? Absolutely. Am I so thankful there was a foundation set before bringing my husband into the picture? 100%. Because there was a foundation, because we were figuring it out and making it work, I was then able to bring my husband into the picture. And now we have a co-parenting team that works together to make decisions in the best interest of my daughter. Do I still have a fantasy of me and my ex-husband's girlfriend being best friends and wearing matching t-shirts to my daughter's t-ball game? Absolutely. I actually have a shirt in her size waiting. because there's hope in every relationship where God is present. And because I'm a believer, I know and trust He can transform any relationship, especially co-parenting relationships. Like I said, I'm not perfect. I don't have a perfect co-parenting relationship, and I'm not an expert or professional, but I do have an experience, and I'm willing to share mine and answer questions. The co-parenting dynamic between me and my ex-husband is drastically different compared to my husband and his son's mom. My ex-husband and I are on texting terms. We can call over little things. We text pictures. We ask questions. The decisions made for my daughter not only consider his parenting time schedule and my parenting time schedule, but my daughter's brothers. We're able to step back and look at the bigger picture, to have hard conversations, and try to meet in the middle. I've made sacrifices and have had to lay down my pride, and he has made sacrifices and has had to lay down his pride too. That doesn't mean that we agree all of the time. We don't. We have disagreements. Sometimes we talk about them and sometimes we don't. There have been times that I've had to apologize and been like, all right, I didn't really handle that the best. But at the end of the day, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful I can say, hey, can you pick up our daughter from school? I'm so thankful my husband can call him and say, hey man, you want to come over for our barbecue this weekend? It makes a huge difference on all of the kids under our roof. It makes it easier on our blended family, but that's not what it's about. It's about setting up our daughter for success and making decisions together in the best interest of her life. Unfortunately, my husband has a completely different co-parenting relationship. I don't think that we are going to be wearing matching t-shirts at any time soon. I don't think that there are going to be coffee dates, but I see my God's hand in this every single time we interact. I trust that God is working out the details. My husband's co-parenting relationship is drastically different, and for the most part, I'm not a part of it. I'm a part of the decisions made in my home under our roof. I make the decisions with my husband. That doesn't mean that I have any conversations with my stepson's mom. Their relationship is different. And the best thing that I can do is give that grace. When I met my husband, he never spoke poorly of his son's mom. And I really admired that. He also wasn't very forthcoming with information, which I didn't understand until later. But later I experienced why he maybe didn't provide as much information. And that's because my co-parenting relationship with my ex-husband isn't normal, but neither is his with her. Co-parenting relationships are so different across the board. My husband is taking co-parenting classes, and of course they give the top 10 co-parenting tips, and there's still so much gray area. I see my husband try over and over and over to set an example and try to lay down the foundation for a healthy co-parenting relationship. I don't say this because he's my husband. I say it because I see it. I experience it. He sees and experiences the co-parenting relationship that we have for our daughter, and we desperately want that for his son as well. But all we can do is give grace and continue to try. And sometimes that means just praying and waiting. My husband's co-parenting relationship is different. And that's okay, because we can only control what happens in our house under our roof. We can only control how we respond and we react. And we can trust God to work out the details. We can hope and we can pray for a transformation. Because with every co-parenting relationship, there's always opportunity to be better, to love better, and to extend more grace. Co-parenting relationships are usually a result of brokenness. So for now, we hope for the better. We try to love each other and each parent where they are at, and we focus on what we can do in our home under our roof to set our kids up for success. Thank you so much for listening. Like I said, I'm not perfect, we're not perfect, and we don't have the perfect co-parenting relationship. We're not experts or professionals, but we do have experience and we're willing to share. I'm an open book and will answer any question you have, well, eventually. Just hit details on this episode or find the contact me box on my website and shoot me a message. Be sure to follow on social media and hit subscribe to stay in the loop.